Words to Students, June 19, 1908, typed. I desire to say to the students in our schools, we cannot keep the heart sweet and pure without a constant renewal of divine grace. A daily conversion of mind and heart, a daily purification of the thoughts and the affections is essential to the life of the Christian. Let every student say at the beginning of each day, I place myself on the Lord's side this day to represent the grace and meekness of Christ. It was in the early morning hours that Christ communed with his Father, and in this communion he found strength for the duties and trials that awaited him. If we would dedicate ourselves to God in the early hours of each day, we would receive strength to resist temptation, and we would be kept by his power. As a people, we are to be health reformers. We are to practice self-denial. Christ is our pattern in this respect. Lay hold of his divine strength for power to live a life of holiness and self-surrender. Let the purity of his word sanctify the life. The Lord has graciously imparted light, showing how we may have physical health and clear, clean thoughts. Should we not be ready to follow his directions? Christ declared to his disciples, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Verses 17 to 19. He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 19. Some may argue from these words that the transgressors of the law will be in the kingdom of heaven. But this is not so. Those who transgress the commands of God will have no part there. They will be accounted the least in the estimation of those who inherit the kingdom. Let us seek God while he may be found. He has a heaven full of blessings awaiting our demand, and he is the only source of our power. When we realize how great is his power to help, how tender is his protecting care, our hearts should be filled with praise and gratitude to him. Let us encourage a spirit of thankfulness and praise. Let us watch unto prayer. We shall thus obtain a rich experience. The student has a special work to do in the school. Right in the schoolroom and in the school home, there are missionary fields awaiting his labors. Here, a variety of minds are gathered, many different characters and dispositions. By proving himself a help and blessing to his fellows, the student has the privilege of proving the genuineness of his love for Christ and his willingness to improve the opportunities for service that come to him. Students, by helpful words and kindly deeds, seek to impart to your associates the grace of God bestowed upon you.